WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There wasn't enough support on the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission to grant a request to turn vacant land near 29th and Villa Maria into apartments.
There was a 4-3 majority vote, but 5 votes were required to grant a conditional use permit to build up to 71 mostly one-bedroom units behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol Street. Developer Jeff Brown says multiple property owners have tried for 14 years to build medical and office facilities. What they've learned is that there's a housing need to accommodate patients and employees around St. Joseph Regional Health Center.
There's a real need for seniors who are independent, but like living near the hospital, or their children like to have their parents near the hospital and near their doctor's offices.
Commissioners listened to more than 1 hour of comments from 27 opponents from the Upper Burton Creek neighborhood. Les Rice, among those saying flooding and sewage backups from recent heavy rainfalls would only get worse.
On the 17th of this month, sewer started backed up through my shower stall. I had 2 to 3 inches worth of sewage in my house, the master bathroom, the master bedroom, the hallway, another bedroom. Have no carpet, no baseboards, no padding.
The property owner has 10 days to make an appeal to the city council. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council will have 2 options for the future of the municipal golf course. Mayor Jason Bayinski has announced a public-private partnership developed with the Golfing Association, city staff, and the owner of the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest.
Mr. Phillips would basically bring the golfers over for the same price that they're paying currently at the municipal golf course, honor that for 20 years with a cost of living increase, I think, every 5 years or something at that point.
Bayinski says the city could pay Phillips $50,000 a year for 20 years to establish a senior center in a building next to the clubhouse, and seniors would also have access to other facilities.
They've got adjacent tennis courts, they've got swimming opportunities, again, golfing opportunities.
Bayinski expects the proposal to come before the council in the next 30 days. It's not on the agenda for Tuesday's council meeting. The performance of public school students in Texas from last year have been released by state officials. The Bryan District, which was designated the year before as needing improvement, rose to meeting state standards. And 3 of 5 campuses that needed improvement 2 years ago, Bryan and Rutter High and Jones Elementary, met standards last year.
And when you assign who the credit should go to on a story like this, you have to go back to the students and say, without them spending the hours and without them dedicating themselves to their future, success doesn't happen, and we're so proud to say that based on the results we have today, we're well on our way.
Spokesman Brandon Webb says Crockett and Milam Elementaries narrowly missed. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely says for the second straight year of the new state guidelines, all campuses met standards.
First thing that stands out is that we met the standards on all of our campuses and our entire district. So we're pleased about that. We do know that we have to improve performance, you know, in a few areas, and each of our schools are looking at their particular areas.
10 CSISD campuses earned a total of 31 state distinctions, and Bryan earned 36 distinctions from 15 campuses. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Aransas Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible later on this afternoon. Very hot, high temperature well up in the 90s. Tonight we're down to 75 to 80. Could be a shower or thunderstorm with patchy clouds around. And then during the day on Tuesday, partly sunny. Again, hot, at least up in the mid-90s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Low to mid-70s at night. And mid to upper 90s on Wednesday with mostly to partly sunny skies. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with Aggies in a scrimmage over the weekend. A tragedy in NASCAR action and just a weird situation there. Brazos Valley Bombers dropped the first in the TCL Championship Series, best of three. Johnny Football had a little action on the gridiron for the first time and a whole lot more because there is a ton coming up. And by the way, female pitcher at the Little League World Series taking her team to the Little League World Series. We'll have more on that as well coming up in sports at 6:50.
So, Friday morning, Port St. Lucie, Florida police responded to reports of an extremely large snake. The neighbors believe has been feasting on kitties.
No.
Yep. When Police Sergeant John Holman arrived on the scene, found a dead cat in an empty lot, waded into waist-high brush, apparently spotted a 12-foot 120-pound Burmese python. Once he saw the snake and the snake saw him, and he called for backup, he said, I'm not going to handle that thing myself. So thus, kitties will be safe again in Port St. Lucie, and we couldn't be happier for that. While we're considering snakes in Florida, at least 48 snakes have invaded a couple's home in Punta Gorda. The residents have dealt with the slithering visitors the past 3 months, and despite efforts to trap and remove the serpents, nothing's worked. The landlord had trapped 48 snakes, still infesting the home. The snakes invaded the home after reported small but aggressive, living in the house with a two-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
A two-year-old?
Surely there's got to be something in, well, I guess insurance, but how do you insure against that?
Don't call me Shirley.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's acts of God. I don't know. An acts of nature. I'm not sure about that.
Is that God or the serpent represents something
else? Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Perfect situation.
Too heavy for now. Not gonna start there.
I'm telling you, anybody that I've ever been with, we'd have moved.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-825.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Make it about 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW, August the 11th, day 223, 142 of them to go. That's right, it's Presidential Joke Day.
Write your own here, please.
Right. It's Son and Daughter Day. All right.
Cool.
Evis Week continues, and it's also Weird Contest Week. I don't know.
Oh, surely we can do something with that later.
Once again, he's calling me Shirley. I don't understand.
Certainly we can do something with that later.
And it's Ingersoll Day.
As in Rand?
I don't know. I'm not sure. So I'll look that up.
And I'll do birthdays.
Well, you do birthdays.
It's Thor's birthday today.
Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
He's 31. Uh-huh. Rocco Richie is 14. That's the son of Madonna. Just by the way. Okay. Allison Stoner is 21. She does several things, but one of them is the voice of Isabel on Phineas and Ferb. So if you have kiddos, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
Anna Gunn is 46. She is in Breaking Bad. Joe Rogan, who's a comedian and a color commentator for the UFC and actually really good at the color commentator thing, is 47 years old. Viola Davis is 49. Eat, Pray, Love, two-time Oscar nominee. Joe Jackson, not the one having anything to do with the family, but
oh yeah,
the guy that did Stepping Out. He's 60.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan is 61. Eric Carmen is 65. He had 3 hits, none of which you can probably name off the top of your head.
He's a 3-hit wonder.
John Conley had 6 number ones, though.
Uh-huh.
He's celebrating birthday. He's 68. And Ian McDiarmid is 70. And he was Chancellor Palpatine in the Star Wars movies.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, I knew you'd want that one in there. I made sure I highlighted that one last.
Steve Wozniak, 64 years old.
He's got a couple bucks.
Well, he does. And actually, still kind of wanted to be an outlaw. I mean, he's happier being an outlaw.
Of course, he doesn't like the corporate structure at all.
Now he's a rich outlaw. So. Yeah, there you are. Ingersoll Day, the annual celebration on or around August the 11th. It's a casual day. It's the birthday of Robert Greene Ingersoll to celebrate the life and works of one of the most popular free thinkers in U.S. American history. Okay. Robert Ingersoll was the most successful orator in the 19th century, it says here. A leading political figure, he campaigned against slavery and the rights of women and minorities.
So what about Rand? Doesn't he get a day?
Really? Well, no, but what he got, I don't know.
Or a bigger percentage.
Well, he may have got a bigger percentage because his name came last and may have had nothing to do with this guy. I just kind of like the idea that it's on or about August the 11th. Yeah. We need to have more holidays like that.
Ish.
It's about February 14th, something like that. All right, 617.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so just in the last few months, Russia has been able to annex Crimea. ISIS has established a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and Israel has been forced to launch a ground offensive in Gaza. And Russia is now being accused of shooting down a passenger plane. Now, needless to say, the international landscape is awfully tenuous, and yet there is a disturbing lack of what? Urgency on the part of your president. Now, amazingly, Obama's own press secretary this week claimed that Obama has substantially improved global tranquility. Now, with each of these international events, it becomes more clear that this president lacks vision and strategy. And guess what? In this vacuum of perceived weakness, we're allowed ambitious actors like Putin to literally step up and fill that void. Rome is burning.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, the summer's becoming what the summer becomes, and that is kind of hot and dry, and we go at that for a while. Hope your lawn's doing well. But, you know, the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with that really all year long. Things that you do when the weather's a little bit cooler kind of tends to help that lawn survive these times here, use a little bit less water. And just basically stay strong. Start out strong and stay that way. So they can do that for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services can take care of landscaping for you. If you have an irrigation or sprinkler system, they do that as well. Of course, they do lawn care and lawn mowing as well. That's the outside. And then on the inside, of course, it's all about the critters that want to get inside that should stay outside. Well, they take care of that too at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They've been doing it for more than 60 years. So depend on people who've been in the Brazos Valley a while. Got hundreds and hundreds of folks who depend on them to make sure that what stays outside is there. If you happen to have some sort of a problem already, an infestation, ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you when it comes to that, too. Go to the website, which is abchomeandcommercialservices.com, and find out everything that they can do for you, or you can give them a call at 361-0500.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
An Amazon-Disney dispute. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Another apparent dispute is brewing between Amazon and a product supplier. Amazon.com has stopped taking pre-orders for some DVDs and Blu-ray discs from Walt Disney. Amazon won't talk about the reasons for the cutoff, but it has used the tactic before during contract disputes. It withheld pre-orders for some books from Hachette and movies from Warner Brothers. A massive consolidation is planned at Kinder Morgan. The company's oil and gas pipeline businesses will be combined into a single corporation. The deal is valued at $44 billion. This will make Kinder Morgan the nation's fourth largest energy company by market value. Harley-Davidson has a new motorcycle on the drawing board. The Harley-Davidson Street 750 will be introduced in Japan late this year. It will be aimed at young city dwellers. Harley's core buyers are getting older. It has to attract new riders. The average age of a Harley buyer in the U.S. is 55. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. It's 6:24. Check the weather in just a minute while we do odd stories from Florida. I don't know that Colorado doesn't have some things going for it, too. An art museum there. Standing by an upcoming exhibit featuring three tortoises with iPads mounted on their backs. Despite calls by animal activists to call off the exhibit as animal abuse. The Aspen Art Museum released a statement supporting the exhibit called Moving Ghost Town. The exhibit opened on Saturday as part of the public grand opening of the town's new $45 million museum. Would like to have been there when the artist tried to sell that to the curator of the museum. I guess the anachronism of having this really, really old thing and then attaching this really, really new thing to its back. The African tortoises will roam around grass on the museum's roof deck garden. Each will have two iPads showing videos of area ghost towns. The museum said the tortoises were rescued from a breeder, that a veterinarian is overseeing their care, and their diet includes leafy vegetables. The iPads are on mounts attached with epoxy used to attach tracking devices to wild animals.
How big of a grant can I get to attach the tortoises to the artist?
I like that idea.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, just kind of there. The museum also sent out a statement from the Aspen veterinarian The iPads have not interfered in any way with their natural behavior, says the doctor.
Except one of them lost his life savings on Candy Crush.
Dum, 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 dum.
We'll watch this story closely as it continues to move slowly. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family. Without paying overtime, you come home, your unit's not working, they'll get somebody out there. 696-2278. Well, kind of continued stuff, you know, just hot temperatures. And we've had a few. But we do kind of have a slight chance of showers. 30% today, 40% tonight, then 20% on Tuesday morning. And then that pretty much rings it out for the day. It actually gets down a little bit more bearable in the evening, 72 or 73, it looks like, for Tuesday and Wednesday night. So some clouds coming in to give us a little bit of relief. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, fair skies looking at 77.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
The kids are headed back to school, and it's time for you to get back to the gym. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, we're making it easier than ever to get started. Join now and pay no enrollment fee. We have it all. Group fitness classes, childcare, basketball, volleyball, indoor boot camps, personal trainers, cardio, free weights, and results. Space is limited, so call or stop by today. We have everything you need to get the results that you want. All we're missing is you. Aggieland Fitness Dome. Call 690-3663. Mention WTAW and get a free gift just for stopping by.
Your eyes work hard all day long, and they take quite a beating. So what do you do to take care of them? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Your eyes work hard every day, and there are some simple things you can do to keep your eyeballs in tip-top shape.
One of those visual hygiene tips is to always remember to shift your focus. When we read or use a computer, we have to focus our eyes at the same distance, sometimes hour after hour.
Martin Sussman, president and founder of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision.
So shifting our focus, looking off into the distance and coming back to the screen or the book maybe 10 or 15 times, which takes only 3 or 4 seconds, will prevent the buildup of visual stress.
Martin says it's important to understand that your eyes are nourished by light and rested by darkness.
One of the best ways to rest your eyes is to close them and to place your palms, your cupped palms, over your closed eyes for just a minute or two, and that will help to relieve any stress or tension that you might be feeling in or around your eyes.
You wouldn't think you'd have to be told, but it is important to remember to blink.
Because when we are involved in or engrossed in an activity or over-concentrating, our blinking rate goes down. When we don't blink, our eyes are not lubricated, and we will often get that feeling of burning or a scratching in our eyes, or we may even notice that our focus is temporarily affected.
You can link to Martin's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. An example of a majority vote not being enough took place at the last Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
To grant a conditional use permit, there must be five votes. Only 7 of 9 P&Z members were in attendance when there was a 4-3 vote on the request to build up to 71 apartments on Bristol Street near 29th and Villa Maria behind Hillier Funeral Home. Chairman Scott Hickel says it was the most restrictive permit request he had ever seen, and he agreed there was a need for housing employees and patients around St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Developer Jeff Brown says they have no problems with meeting the same requirements as homes in the Upper Burton Creek neighborhood.
We've told the neighbors that we have no problem having deed restrictions that require this to be 21 years of age and older. We would not have any individuals who are not family members more than 2 unrelated in one unit.
27 opponents who spoke included the president of the neighborhood association, Pastor Obed Matus.
Those of us who live here know that we are in a neighborhood that is already bursting at the seams with traffic, whose sewage system is already stressed, and whose houses just downhill of the proposed apartment complex are already flooding.
The applicant has 10 days to ask the city council to appeal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last Thursday, the Bryan City Council unanimously decided to let voters decide whether to keep the municipal golf course or convert it into a super park. The next day, Mayor Jason Bielski announced a proposed public-private partnership with the owner of the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. Bielski says it includes fixed prices for golfers and establishing a city senior center in an existing building next to the clubhouse.
Not only in the 4,000-plus square foot facility that we would have on a full-time basis, but also be able to use adjoining facilities, you know, depending on the circumstances.
Bielski says negotiations with the event center, Wallace Phillips, included the Golfers Association and city staff. Bielski expects the plan to be considered by the council in the next 30 days. It is not on the agenda for Tuesday's meeting. The 20-year agreement would allow golf prices to be raised every 5 years to adjust for inflation, and the city would allow Phillips $50,000 a year for the senior center building. In the second year now of new state ratings of public school performance, and it's out, both the College Station and Bryan districts met state standards as measured during the last school year. Superintendent Clark Ely says it's based mainly on the state tests that were given in the spring.
In College Station ISD, we use that as a measure of how we do, but it's only one measure, and we look at many more measures as we evaluate how well we're doing as a system, how well our campuses are doing, and how well our students are performing.
As a district, CSISD has met standards both years of the new system, while Bryan moved up from needing improvement.
If you really put it in context, the journey of academic success in Bryan ISD is dramatically peaking upward. It's on a very strong upward trajectory, and that causes a lot of pride for students and staff and faculty who are with the district on the rise.
Bryan spokesman Brandon Webb says 3 of 5 campuses that 2 years ago named by the state as needing improvement are now meeting standards. They are Rudder and Bryan High, along with Jones Elementary. Webb says Milam and Crockett Elementaries didn't get there after falling just short in one category. All College Station campuses have met state standards in both years of the new system. The state also awarded 10 CSISD campuses a total of 31 distinctions in specific academic areas. In Bryan, 15 campuses earned 36 state distinctions. The Texas A&M system has scheduled its next Kyle Field construction update for Tuesday afternoon at 2. A live web stream originating from the zone at Kyle Field will be available at 12thman.com. Last night began 4 weeks of more construction on the freeway. TxDOT reports repaving the freeway between University and Barron will result in lane closures in both directions on Sunday through Thursday nights between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. Opponents are lining up against allowing alcohol sales at gun shows in Texas. A Dallas gun club asked the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission for the change, but Jim Richardson, the chairman of the Williamson County Republican Firearm Club, says it's an effort to get rid of gun shows in Texas.
If you're a vendor wanting to participate in a gun show, you have to look at the economics of this and ask yourself, is it worth my time and money to go to do a show where I essentially am inhibited from selling my wares, my firearms, or severely restricted?
The proposed changes would end the sale of ammunition at gun shows, require firearms to be disabled, and any guns that are sold could not be delivered inside the building where the alcohol is being sold. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness. Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $999 due at sign-in. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 9/2014. Toyota, let's go places.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
The kids are headed back to school, and it's time for you to get back to the gym. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, we're making it easier than ever to get started. Join now and pay no enrollment fee. We have it all. Group fitness classes, childcare, basketball, volleyball, indoor boot camps, personal trainers, cardio, free weights, and results. Space is limited, so call or stop by today. We have everything you need to get the results that you want. All we're missing is you. Aggieland Fitness Dome. Call 690-3663. Mention WTAW and get a free gift just for stopping by.
6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible later on this afternoon. Very hot, high temperature well up in the 90s. Tonight we're down to 75 to 80. Could be a shower or thunderstorm with patchy clouds around. And then during the day on Tuesday, partly sunny, again hot, at least up in the mid-90s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, low to mid-70s at night, and mid to upper 90s on Wednesday with mostly to partly sunny skies. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Flew around on defense offensively, and I thought our mechanics were really, really good.
That's Coach Sumlin following the scrimmage for A&M football this past Saturday. We'll get you caught up there. Tragedy in NASCAR that kind of shook everyone up. Stros and Rangers squared off, and Johnny Manziel got a little playing time in his first preseason game. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
There's an election over the weekend way out in Hawaii. And pretty big upset, actually. The incumbent Democrat governor beaten by a 2-1 margin by a state senator. Doesn't happen very often.
Well, two of the polling places were closed.
Well, that's something. Well, that's another deal. I mean, this one is done. It's settled. It's over. I mean, he's lost. Apparently a lot of tax increases he was proposing. The part you're talking about is a little bit weird. It's kind of like overtime in politics and voting. That is the U.S. Senate race. Brian Schatz is the incumbent. taking on a congresswoman named Colleen Hanabusa. Now, the deal is, like Kevin said, there's about 8,000 registered Democrats in two polling places that are on the Big Island that will get a chance now to cast their ballots. Tropical storm there delayed it. So you got 8,000 Democrat voters on the Big Island in these two areas, and the margin right now is 1,635 votes. So we'll see what happens. And so overtime on Election Day. The Senate Democrat from Delaware, Chris Coons, has voiced his displeasure with the section of the corporate tax code allowing U.S. American companies to reincorporate overseas and avoid paying taxes, creating, you've heard the phrase, inversions the last couple of weeks. He said, quote, "Well, they are following their fiduciary duty to advance shareholder interests, but they're not following their duty as Americans, as folks to contribute." Oh, there's folks! As folks!
Da, da, da.
Yeah, when they do folks. "As folks to contribute to carrying their costs of the burdens of our country."
What duty?
Yeah. Well, and what burdens? You've decided to put more burdens on us. Stop it.
Congress, I didn't see burden in the Constitution.
No. Congress has a responsibility to deal with this issue. We are losing corporate headquarters. We're losing jobs. We're losing resources. Okay. Quit putting more flipping taxes on us.
Seriously,
okay?
How is that the company's fault?
Yeah.
We're losing companies. That's the company's fault.
No. No, it's not.
I really want to see what they're going to do.
Well,
are they going to go to Ireland and say, you can't let offshore businesses come over here. Now you stop it.
Yeah,
I'll throw that word out there. Nationalism.
Yeah.
You don't owe America anything. I mean, you may, deep down in your heart of hearts, you may feel this compulsion to do something for your country that did so much for you. But at the same time, if you're running a business, you've got to do what's in your best interest.
It's all about, and if you've got investors, it's all about their bottom line.
Absolutely.
They have to believe that you're good at what you do. I don't think we'll have time to do it today, but George Shultz had a piece over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal. George Shultz got out of government and quickly went out to the umbrella of conservatism in the midst of Stanford called the Hoover Institute. He writes there. And one of the things that he did mention is, hey, how about a 20% corporate tax rate, okay? What do you think? Huh? I mean, it doesn't take an Einstein to figure this out.
Nope.
They're going away because the tax rate is too high.
Yes.
And to try to make them feel badly about that. Peter King, New York congressman on Meet the Press yesterday, says that the ISIS militants currently on the move in Iraq pose a direct threat to the U.S. homeland. He said they are more powerful now than al-Qaeda was in 9/11. This is not Iraq. ISIS is a direct threat to the United States, a direct threat. Referring to President Obama's decision to pull U.S. forces out of Iraq in 2011, he said, "What a weak leader. Can you imagine Winston Churchill or Franklin Roosevelt or Harry Truman doing that?" So there you are. They've drawn up sides there. Speaking of just all of that stuff, the Hillster raised a few eyebrows, made some comments in an interview with The Atlantic where she talked about the president's unwillingness to assert U.S. dominance where needed. Regarding the White House mantra of don't do stupid stuff, she said, "Great nations need organizing principles, and don't do stupid stuff is not an organizing principle." Yeah. She was very vocal in the interview regarding Syria. She said, "I did believe, which is why I advocated this, that if we were to carefully vet, train, and equip early on a core group of the developing Free Syrian Army, we would, number one, have some better insight into what was going on the ground." Oh, trying to buy yourself a little bit of cover, it looks like there. As far as the Israeli-Gaza conflict, she said, "If I were the prime minister of Israel, you're damn right I would expect to have control over security on the West Bank because I'm dealing with Mahmoud Abbas, who's 79 years old. He and other members are making so much money on all kinds of things that do not protect Israel from the influx of Hamas on these cross-border attacks from anything else." So she says, do that. That's the former Secretary of State. Let's turn our attention to Texas. Because, you know,
I like Texas.
I do, too. They had that big Red State event over the weekend.
Oh.
You know, and actually on Friday, Ted Cruz spoke in the same day, in the same building, on the same stage. So did Rick Perry. And it's a little bit weird, as Matt Mikowiak, who's a Republican political dude, pointed out, that one state has produced two potential presidential candidates from the same party that are really both rising, and they're rising in different ways.
Hmm.
He's referring to Cruz and Rick Perry, who spoke at the same day at the same event. There are other Texans who might be trying to become president too, but of these two, the big names in politics, Mikowiak says that competing against each other really is not harming their chances. He said Texas is large enough and it's wealthy enough. The Cruz base and the Perry base do not have a lot of overlap. That's kind of interesting,
it is.
Don't you think? Well, to go back a long time ago, it used to be that way with the Democrat Party, when you had to be a Democrat to get elected. And this is 50 years ago we're talking, and 60 years ago. There were the Ralph Yarborough Democrats, which were the liberal Democrats, and there were the John Connolly Democrats, who were the more conservative Democrats. Here, though, I mean, we're talking two fairly conservative guys, I think. Obviously, it's hard to be to the right of Ted Cruz on a lot of things, but but Perry, and the thing is, Perry's got a kind of a national feel, but I think we've discussed on this show, I don't know that you feel any more comfortable with Ted Cruz being in the Senate for 2 years before he runs for president
No.
than you would have been with Barack Obama.
No.
It's just the whole concept. Now, he did come from the government. He was Solicitor General, the youngest Solicitor General in American history.
Has a little more on his resume.
He has a little bit more, but still, if we're talking about administrating,
sure.
That's why governors really do bring a pretty good toolkit to the job if they've been at it a while, even if it has been, 47 years? Is that how long Perry's been governor of Texas?
Something yeah, like that. 47,
yeah.
48.
Yeah, something like
ballpark.
That. So anyway, he does bring kind of a different skill set, but it's we'll be able to stand there and watch with delight, and hopefully they'll spend a lot of money in advertising, which is what we want.
The very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Rooting new plants from cuttings is one of the fun tasks of gardening. It's a means of perpetuating an old family heirloom, perhaps a rose your grandmother grew. It's a means of sharing plants you don't find in nurseries. It's even a way of saving a few bucks as you landscape. Do-it-yourself plants from the garden. Buy cuttings. I'll have details right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is available to you now, and it's on sale. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It is so much better than the book you will find in the bookstores. That's my complete guide to Texas gardening. It's now 23 years old. Lone Star Gardening is not available in stores, not available on Amazon, only from my magazine office and at my website. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. The book is normally $32.95, get it for $28.95 for a very limited time, just days longer. The better offer, save on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. It's only $14, regular $23.95. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Order by calling 1-800-752-GROW or from neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. There are good points and bad points to growing your own rooted cuttings. First, you get exactly the same plant as the mother. That's generally a good thing. You can choose a superior plant and reproduce it forever. You can't always do that with seeds. For certain types of plants, cuttings are easy, and that's another good thing. Cuttings work well for most vines, ground covers, and shrubs. They're used for a few types of annuals, but they're not practical for many perennials and most types of trees. You also end up with a tiny little rooted cutting when you finish the initial propagation process. You have to pot it and nurture it for 6 to 18 months until it's large enough to fend for itself in your landscape. That's fine if you're growing a bunch of plants of that same type, but it can be somewhat annoying if you only want one or two plants in the first place. So with those disclaimers out of the way, I'm going to give you the steps in rooting cuttings in your own backyard environment. Start with a sharp knife and pruning shears, a florist flat, or a large shallow nursery pot. A mix of equal amounts of brown Canadian sphagnum peat moss and coarse horticultural perlite. Rooting hormone powder, a small pencil or a short dowel stick, a piece of dry cleaner's plastic, and four or five thin 12-inch stakes. Fill the pot or the florist flat with your rooting mix and water it thoroughly. Your cutting wood should be usually of recent, healthy, vigorous growth, and it usually should be taken near the growing tips of the branches. If the growth is extremely succulent, prune and discard the terminal inch or two. Cutting lengths will vary with the types of plants involved, but usually they'll be 4 to 6 inches long. Work quickly so the cuttings won't dry and wilt. If it's going to be a while, put them in an ice chest and not a bucket of water. It's better that they not be wet when you dust them with the rooting hormone powder. It's usually best if the growing tip is not going to be part of the final cutting to make the cut at the bottom end of each cutting on a 45-degree slant so you can tell the top from the bottom. Strip the leaves off the bottom 60% of each cutting. You want to use your knife to take 2 shallow inch-long slices off opposite sides of the base of each cutting. Then you dust those wounds in the rooting hormone powder, tap off the excess. You want to use the pencil or dowel stick to make an insertion hole into the potting medium. You insert the cutting firm around it and water it. Cover it with the dry cleaner's plastic and keep it almost airtight. You want to put it in bright light out of direct sunlight. Tug on the little cuttings gently after a few weeks, and when they begin to offer resistance, it's time to pot them up and grow them for several months. I'm Neil Sperry, Commercial Landscaping, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Aggie fans and players alike are counting down the days until August the 28th and the official start of Aggie football. But the next best thing, for now anyway, is a scrimmage, at least for the players. A&M scrimmaged for 92 plays on Saturday, and according to Coach Sumlin, it went fairly well.
Flew around on defense. Offensively, you know, I thought our mechanics were really, really good. Had a couple of holding penalties on some of the young guys, young tackles, but we'll get better there. But you know, there's no substitute for being able to play and get the coaches off the field and having guys have to think on their own and operate. So it was a real learning experience for a lot of young guys, but you know, we got some good leadership out of the old guys.
One of the drawbacks this year is Kyle Field was not available for the players due to renovations. Coach was asked if that would have an effect on the preparations for the team.
Just being in the stadium, you know, I like to do that, but we just don't have that luxury right now. We've got to make sure that grass takes. And so we've got 3 planned opportunities to get in there before the season begins.
We'll get word from the A&M Chancellor John Sharp on how the project is proceeding at a press conference scheduled for tomorrow at 2 p.m. And, of course, we'll have updates for you on WTAW. A.J. Allmendinger beat Marcus Amrose on a 2-lap dash to finish and win the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Watkins Glen on a somber Sunday. 3-time champ Tony Stewart pulled out of the race 12 hours after he struck and killed a sprint car driver who had climbed from his car during the race in nearby Canandaigua, New York. In a statement released during the race by a spokesman, Stewart said, quote, "There aren't words to describe the sadness I feel about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward Jr." The statement goes on to give condolences to the family. Ontario County Sheriff Philip Parvo laid out part of the investigation surrounding the incident.
For those of us on the track last night, we're looking at clothing. We're looking at lighting. We're looking for eyewitnesses that were working. We're looking for any information now that will assist us in this investigation. Again, it's less than 16 hours old. It's ongoing.
We'll brighten things up a little bit and shift to the diamond. And for the second time in as many years, the Brazos Valley Bombers are playing for the Texas Collegiate League Championship. They beat the East Texas Pump Jacks 4-1 in round one Saturday. Then last night, the guys headed to Riverside Stadium in Victoria to play the first game in the best of three against the Generals. The Bombers struck first in the first inning but could not hold on and ended up falling 6-5. Bombers return to Cellucor Field tonight at 7:05 for game number two, and you can catch that game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Stros and Rangers squared off yesterday afternoon. Nick Martinez got his first win since May 24th. And then a little home run derby for the Rangers.
The 1-0 pitch lifted high and deep by Chu out into left field. Carter turning to look up, and this one is gone. Into the Crawford boxes. An opposite field home run for Shinsu Chu. The Rangers lead 6-2.
That's where it would wrap up. Adrian Beltre added a dinger in there as well. Texas's win snapped a seven-game skid against their in-state rivals. The Rangers head back to Dallas. They'll take on the Rays tonight at 7:05. Houston stays at home and welcomes Minnesota. First pitch there at 7:10. In training camp news, Johnny Manziel got some playing time in his first NFL preseason game on Saturday. He threw for 63 yards and rushed for 27 in the Browns' 13-12 loss to the Detroit Lions. Following the game, he said it wasn't a bad start overall.
I think for me, it was a good start. I mean, you have to start somewhere and you have to set a foundation. Got my feet wet, got my first preseason game under my belt. Now we got three more and then head into the season.
There's a chance Johnny Football could get a start in Cleveland's next preseason game. It's Monday, the 18th, against the Redskins. Aggie standout and Chicago Bears tight end Martellus Bennett rejoined a teammate Sunday after the club levied an unspecified fine and an indefinite suspension. Bennett's punishment stemmed from a fight at practice last Monday with teammate Kyle Fuller, who was a first-round draft choice. During the incident, the tight end slammed the rookie cornerback to the ground. In the aftermath, Bennett reacted unapologetically but has since changed his tune. In the PGA, Rory McIlroy won his second straight major championship and fourth of his young career, rallying on the back nine in the PGA Championship.
I didn't think in my wildest dreams I'd have a summer like this. You know, I've just played the best golf of my life and just really gutted it out today. It was a little different than the previous major wins that I've had. And I think I showed a lot of guts out there today to get this job done.
The 25-year-old McIlroy shot a final round 3-under-68, going 5-under-par on the final 12 holes in beating Phil Mickelson by one stroke. Mickelson had a chance to tie it, but had to try to chip in for eagle to do so. Marco Papa scored in the 69th minute as the Seattle Sounders snapped a two-game losing streak with a 2-0 victory over the Houston Dynamo last night, and we'll wrap things up with one that'll put a smile on your face. Female pitcher Monet Davis led her team into the Little League World Series, throwing a three-hitter Sunday to lead Philadelphia to an 8-0 victory over the squad from Delaware. And here's Mo's take after getting the win on ESPN.
Crazy. It's unbelievable. It's like kids from Philly, and now we're going to Williamsport, so it's very unbelievable.
That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Four blood moons, and is Armageddon knocking at the door? God said, man said.com. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, the perfect diet. God said, man said.com. God on biracial marriage, secrets of olive oil, hours of text and audio. God said, man said.com. 3-day Bible fast renews immune system. Which Bible, which religion? God said, man said.com.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Brazos Valley weather. Look for a high today about 97 or so. 30% chance of rain. 40% tonight and 20% tomorrow. We'll be in the 90s all week. It's 77 WTAW College Station.